Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic has agreed with the reform of the EU's financial supervision structure. In an address to the lower house of parliament, the Czech president has called for the restriction of the powers of the Constitutional Court. And the court in Prague delivered a precedent verdict in a case relating to plagiarism in Czech pop music. Along with other EU nations, the Czech Republic has agreed with the overhaul of the EU's financial supervision structure. Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek told reporters after Tuesday's meeting of EU finance ministers in Brussels. The Czech Republic, which opposed the reform, agreed to back the plan after other critics, such as the United Kingdom, withdrew their objections. The Czech finance minister said that Prague gave in so as not to disrupt the unity in the Council of the European Union and to gain a better negotiating position on other issues. The European Union will establish three regulatory institutions as part of the approved measure that will supervise the banking, insurance and financial market sectors. In his first address to the lower house of parliament in 7 years, Czech President Václav Klaus asked MPs to restrict the powers of the Constitutional Court. In his 17-minute speech, Mr. Klaus said, among other things, that the court should not be allowed to function as a third chamber of parliament, as it did, according to the president, in the autumn of last year. The Constitutional Court then abolished a general election, arguing that it was called in breach of the constitution. President Klaus also told deputies that if the ruling center-right coalition remains cohesive, the country has a unique opportunity to carry out far-reaching reforms. In the first verdict of its kind, a higher court in Prague upheld on Tuesday a previous ruling in a case of plagiarism in Czech pop music. The court said that part of a 1994 song by the singer-songwriter Jan Kalousek was very similar to the 2002 hit In the Yard by Jaroslav Helešic, a former member of the band Support Lesbians. The court ruled that Mr. Helešic is to pay 200,000 crowns, or more than $10,000, to Mr. Kalousek in damages. Both musicians said the dispute was not personal. Mr. Helešic refused to agree on an out-of-court settlement and said he wanted the court to establish a precedent for similar cases in the future. The lower house of parliament elected on Tuesday former constitutional court judge Pavel Varvařovský, the new Czech ombudsman. Mr. Varvařovský, who was nominated by the Senate, received 98 out of 181 votes in the second round of voting, defeating the other candidate, human rights activist John Bock, who was nominated by President Václav Klaus. Mr. Varvařovský said earlier that the ombudsman should be able to participate in the lawmaking process rather than fix problems later. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next couple of days should be partly cloudy with rain showers in places. Daytime highs should range between 16 and 22 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.